Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Israel says it's launched a limited ground operation against Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. The Israeli military said the operation was localised and targeted and began a few hours ago, backed by airstrikes and artillery fire. Here's our Middle East regional editor, Sebastian Usher.
For hours, speculation had been mounting that Israel was going to send ground troops into Lebanon. Confirmation that the operation had begun came as Israel carried out renewed strikes on the southern suburbs of Beirut, where the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed last Friday. The Israeli Defence Minister Yoav Gallant had earlier announced that a new phase of the conflict was starting. There's no doubt that Israel has landed a series of heavy blows on Hezbollah in recent weeks, but it's come at the cost of Lebanese civilian lives too. Israel is going ahead with the ground incursion despite urgent calls from its main ally, the US, not to do so. But the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu clearly believes that the momentum is with Israel.
President Biden has announced that he'll be visiting the US state of North Carolina on Wednesday to assess the damage caused by Hurricane Helene. More than 100 people are known to have died after the storm brought havoc to six southeastern American states. Peter Bowes reports.
Officials have said the devastation in parts of North Carolina is at a level that's never been seen before, and that because mobile phone services are down, some residents have been unable to get in touch with the authorities, making it difficult to assess the true number of people who are missing. President Biden told reporters at the White House he understood that about 600 people were still unaccounted for. Asked if climate change was to blame for the trail of destruction, the president responded, absolutely, positively, unequivocally, yes.
More than 20 people have been killed in an airstrike by Nigeria's military on a village in the northwest of the country. The Air Force said it was targeting armed gangs and their hideout in Kaduna State, but local residents claim a mosque and homes were hit instead. Chris Awoka has the latest for us from Abuja.
Local residents say the victims of the strike included farmers and children gathered at a mosque in the village around the Jikada Kolo community. The incident has sparked fears it could be another mistaken airstrike by Nigeria's Air Force, less than a year after a similar incident that killed about 100 villagers in Tundubiri. In this latest strike, the Air Force said it targeted armed gangs and their hideout and that scores of militants were killed. It said the operation was based on credible intelligence and reliable confirmatory surveillance.
Chris Iwoko with that report from Abuja. You're listening to the BBC World Service with me, Chris Barrow, live from London. The Nicaraguan army has announced the death of its former commander, Humberto Ortega, who was placed under house arrest 4 months after publicly criticising the government led by his elder brother, Daniel Ortega. The two brothers fought together as Marxist rebels during the Sandinista Revolution. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
An army statement said Humberto Ortega, who was 77, suffered a cardiac arrest after being taken to a military hospital in the capital, Managua. He served as head of the Nicaraguan army from 1979, when the Sandinistas seized power, until 1995, when he retired from public life. He later became a critic of President Ortega and his wife, the powerful Vice President Rosario Murillo. In May, Humberto Ortega gave an interview in which he accused the government of serious human rights violations against protesters. His brother declared him a traitor and placed him under house arrest.
The United Nations Security Council has voted unanimously to extend for another year the mandate of a Kenyan-led international security force in Haiti. 400 Kenyan policemen were deployed to Haiti in June to tackle the gangs that control much of the capital, Port-au-Prince. President Volodymyr Zelensky has given a bleak assessment of Ukraine's military situation in the war with its Russian invaders. He described it as very, very difficult. Delivering his nightly address to his compatriots, Mr. Zelensky said he'd just spent 2.5 hours talking to his top military leaders and receiving reports on each frontline area. Police in Italy have arrested 19 leading members of AC Milan and Inter Milan's football fan groups, known as Ultras, for allegedly working with the mafia and profiting illegally from matches. Around 40 people are being investigated for offences at the San Siro stadium, including ticket touting, controlling parking and allowing fans in without tickets for a fee. BBC News.